For the past 3.5 weeks, 5 professional artists and 30 Oahu children have been hard at work in a 10,000-square-foot warehouse space in Kaka'ako. The combination of planning, hard work, and openness to change is proving to be a cooperative, creative, and constructive way to operate. The ceilings are over 20 feet in this giant warehouse, but Alex looks pretty comfortable
with this kind of
stuff. Oh, yeah. I build a lot of stuff. Usually it's just like paper clips and tiny stuff like that, but you have to go big now, and you have to really think about what you're going to do, because once you do it, there's really no turning back. You got to persevere.
Ah, life lessons. Brian Welch loves it. An alternative education specialist, he studies how children learn.
Inquiry requires curiosity, persistence, and certain kinds of habits of mind that you don't really get to practice unless you're legitimately allowed to inquire into something that you're curious about.
It's just kind of cool how you're given this huge space. You can do whatever you want.
Emily's developing a different approach.
I'm going for more like a fluid type of thing. It kind of moves more.
Some of these children are going to really find their identity as builders and find they love working spatially and structurally. Some kids are going to realize that they're a storyteller. Some kids are going to make a really deep connection with some of our resident artists. Each child then becomes an expert in their own experience and can teach the other children and the other adults in their life about what they experienced.
For now, it seems anything can happen.
Good feeling. Thanks to the efforts of Hadley Nunes, director of the present project.
It's important to me to create something new and to do something I've never done before. I've always gone for that, you know?
Spoken like an artist. Welch says working alongside a pro yields the best learning. And at Present Project, there are 5 professional artists / role models at work. One, Caledonia Curry, a.k.a. Swoon, had a fabulous installation in the Brooklyn Museum this past summer. You had to sort of enter and then find your way. I mean, how does something like that come together?
Oh, is it so mayhem? Well, it's like months of organizing. It's so many people. It's like Brian charming security guards. Hadley's driving the scissor lift. I'm just going hysterical, running around in circles mainly. Sometimes hot gluing things for like 19 hours straight, you know. This is a totally different beast that we're working on here.
Swaths of fabric draped from the ceiling. Towering armatures are coming together.
And then Denora has a space in here.
Denora De Jesus Rodriguez, Cuban from Miami, works with kinetic light images.
I can make my images move any number of ways using film, video. The same way that light affects the earth and plants, it affects us. It's always magic.
Across the way, Florence Carbone from France also works with light. Sally Lundberg and Keith Tallett of Pa'owilo are doing what looks like 4D mapping.
It's like a parachute drop, isn't it, for these artists? Because they're abutting other artists. The whole thing is going to be read as one installation.
I'm in awe.
That's intention, not strangled by ego. And Hadley, a lot of this is created in the moment, isn't it?
That's all about the people coming in and interacting. So it's sort of the point to have people experience.
Come in and play.
Yeah.
You're invited tonight, 6:30 to 10, 445 Cook Street across Fisher's. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.